Good morning. You are listening to FloorDaily.net, and today we have with us Keith Hughes, who is Managing Director of Equity Research at SunTrust Robinson Humphreys. Good morning, Keith. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm great. I appreciate you spending time with us this morning. I know that most of our readers, listeners, are very tuned in at this, you know, January of 2008 of what might happen in 2008. Can you give me your perspective on what you think is going to happen from an economic standpoint?
Well, it's going to be a very difficult year. You start off with the housing sector, which has been the most affected. Housing starts, once we get the full numbers for 2007, it'll be down about 25% over 2006 and down probably around 30 to 35% if you go back to, versus 2005, which was kind of the last good year. If you look at the housing situation right now versus this time last year, we got significantly higher inventories, significantly less credit as the subprime and other financial sector issues have slowed things down. And it's just, you know, a question of how much further does housing go down this year, and do we find a bottom as the year progresses? You know, my belief is housing in 2008 is going to look a lot like 2007, at least through the first kind of 6-9 months. After that, historically, you have typically found a bottom almost 3 years into a downturn. We'll basically be about 3 years into a downturn by the fourth quarter of 2008. Now, all cycles are very different, but that would be the first time that I'm personally looking, you know, for a bottom. I will say, though, whether it's positive or negative, we are in uncharted territory, given the severity of this decline, or at least since the late 70s. And I think it's going to be a difficult situation. You look over on just the overall macro, it seems as though the housing issues are now spreading throughout the consumer world. The weakness in retail sales, in particularly December, and looks like here in January as well, has gone beyond just large-ticket consumer durable. It's gone to very high-end items and even on some of the lower-ticket items as well.
Well, let me ask you real quick on the housing. If it's going to be flat to last year, then would it be safe to assume that we're just going to continue at the levels, the 2007 levels?
That's not what I'm saying. It's not going to be flat to last year.
Oh,
it's going to be a decline.
Okay.
I guess my rough guess would be we'll see housing go down roughly 25%, similar to what we saw on the 25% decline.
Even more?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
There's a little question is going to be down. Mm-hmm. It's what I'm trying to figure out now is how much and how long is it going to be down.
Okay. And how does the price of oil fit into all this?
On a macro side, that's been the least of the concerns. It doesn't help out. I think for your listeners, the biggest impact in the flooring industry is obviously that specifically on carpet, you're seeing raw material prices go up again here in early 2008 for the carpet industry. It really looks like residential as well as consumer. It's been a tough 3 to 4 years of raw material hikes, specifically in the carpet business, and it looks like we're not done. It's amazing how oil estates and petrochemical costs have stayed so high as we continue to see weakening, at least in the United States, macroeconomic outlook. It doesn't seem like that's sustainable long-term, but it sure is in the short-term.
You think George Bush, you know, yesterday he was over there with the Saudis, and he was trying to convince them to do the right thing as far as pricing. Do you think he'll have any success in convincing them to keep oil down?
If I had any access to that information, I probably wouldn't be doing an interview on FloorDaily.net, to be totally honest with you.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
You know, I'll let everybody make their own judgment on that.
Right. Let me ask you this. The R word, do you think that the possibility we'll see a recession in 2008?
Oh, I think we're already there. I don't think it's a possibility.
Okay.
I think it's, we could argue how much, how long, all that sort of stuff, but it seems pretty obvious, this thing, in a very slow fashion. But it seems to be spreading to other parts of the economy. I think the next big question is what happens on the commercial side. Commercial has been, you know, sort of the bright spot, whether you're talking about flooring or other product categories, throughout 2007. And I think we're going to get off to a decent start in 2008, but there I'm starting to fear that we're going to lose momentum as the year progresses and at least take a pause in the commercial business to see how the rest of the macro economy shakes out. But, you know, it's a dicey situation there as well. as the year progresses here.
Okay, so that's, I mean, that's a big statement you're making. Do you think we're already in a recession?
Yeah, I think so. We're pretty close to it. And I think the good news, quite honestly, if you're in what I, you know, my coverage was consumer durable building products, you've been in a recession for 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just defining that as down business. You know, this, I think we're trying to grope for a bottom in the industries I cover, including flooring industry, on the residential side, and, you know, look for a way back up. I mean, the sectors I cover, at least on the residential side of the sectors I cover, is always the first to feel an economic slowdown and always the first to come out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think that I'm starting to look for on both the stocks and the fundamentals and the group. I don't think I'm finding it near term, but it'll come faster than many would anticipate.
So you think that Bernanke then is this, his economic stimulus is going to be continued to lower rates, and
I think they're going to be forced to. I don't think there's going to be a lot of choice. And quite honestly, that has been the magic bullet in the past.
But what,
it
so
sure
what
helps? But, you know, this one's a little different. You're probably going to need something a little extra.
Yeah.
You know, quite honestly, when you look at the housing market, you just need some time. You need some time to work through the inventories that are out there, and prices need to continue to come down to work down those inventories.
When do you think we might see light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, I think the big question, you know, when you look in the industries I cover, which again, you know, are focused on large ticket consumer and commercial, but at least on the large ticket consumer items, I think the big question is, when can we see the light at the end of the tunnel on the housing issue? You know, when you get to that point, then all of a sudden you start to see the other things that are fixes within these industries I cover starting to come in. You start to see companies, instead of cutting costs, maybe start adding a little capacity, adding employees, things of that nature to prepare for an upturn. You see M&A activity start coming in. As companies see an upturn coming in, buy capacity or buy a rival or whatever to prepare for that upturn. And so I think we'll get lots of these little hints as time goes along. Right now, the timing of it is very difficult. I think the first question we're trying to solve is, you know, what is 08 going to look like? And probably more importantly, will 09 be better? Even if it's a little bit better, that is going to be a huge positive sign, you know, in calendar 2008. I think rapidly what happens in calendar 2008 for the stocks I cover is really where I'm going with this, has a lot less to do with what happens in 2008, then, you know, whatever 08 is 09 better?
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you this. You know, in the residential segment, if you look at the total business, it's about 25% to the builder market and about 75% is the replacement market.
Correct.
So we've been talking a lot in the past few minutes about, you know, the situation in the builder market. Do you think we'll start to see in 2008 a little bit of an uptick for people that are just, you know, replacing that flooring and spending some money in their own housing?
Yeah, I think eventually, let me back up a second. If you compare and contrast the two, you've seen, you know, much better business in replacement, although down. You know, it's only good in relation to what's happened on building and what I discussed earlier. So I think the good news is that as we move forward, let's face it, I mean, I've talked a lot here this morning about housing bottoming. I'm not really talking about an uptick for some time.
Mm-hmm.
Residential replacement, though, I have a very different opinion. I think that these two are going to move in lockstep in the near term. But I think there's going to come a point, and I'm hoping that point is in 2008, where you might not have a lot of home building going on, but you do get people spending more refurbishment money in their home, just basically saying, you know, I don't want to sell my home because I don't like the price where it is, and it's going to take me too long to sell it anyway. Why don't I just do fix it up and fix, you know, whatever I don't like about it, and go that route with my home spending dollar? Because I think the reality, specifically for many parts of the flooring business and carpet in particular, and there's other categories I cover as well, while they were participants in the renovation boom of the roughly 02 to about 05, 06, and they had some good years, they did not have the kind of years that you would have anticipated given how much housing activity was going on. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that the home was viewed as an investment, and people bought as much house as they possibly could, or they renovated to, you know, get a return out of it. And that works in the kitchen and the bathroom. That didn't work in many other parts of the home.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think the remodeling market will turn before home building, and that's been the case in most cycles. But this cycle, it may turn well before home building comes back. And that's a net positive for the flooring industry, or most of the flooring industry, you know, because of the percentages you just mentioned, because residential replacement, particularly in carpet, but also important in the other hard surface categories as well, is got a lot of replacement business there.
All right, Keith, just to one last question. You had said that we're in unprecedented area now. So do you think this is just another seven-year cycle, or what makes this unprecedented?
Well, I think it's unprecedented in that the residential investment got so high, or the, you know, whether you call it housing starts, you know, whatever metric you want to use.
The 2005 peak you're talking about.
The peak, yeah. The peak was so high in terms of the expenditures and the, you know, it's the number of units being built. And there was such a disproportionate amount of money in residential investment that went towards buying a new home that maybe you could or couldn't afford, it looks like. And subsequent to that, the fall has been so hard and so consistent where, you know, you basically started to see weakness both in spending on residential replacement as well as in the new home side, basically starting in February, March of 2006, roughly. And you could argue that different parts around the country. And it has been almost a steady decline ever since then, with really no breaks or no, you know, upticks in business. So it's been a huge run up and a huge run down. I mean, the carpet business, for example, may be down in excess of 20, maybe as much as 25%. And units by the time this the bottom is reached, you know, hopefully this year.
You're talking about from the 2005 peak to the
bottom. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The last good year, which
right.
really 2005 was the last good. And really, 2005 didn't have a tremendous amount of growth in it. 2004 was the last really strong growth year. 2005, you just kind of repeated what you did in 2004.
Yeah.
Maybe
now,
a little bit better.
I know you follow several of the major companies like Mohawk and Who do you follow closely?
In the flooring industry, it's Mohawk, it's Interface, and also Armstrong, who we just recently picked up.
Right. So, do you think they're going to have in 2008? Do you have any comments to say about what you think you'll see from them? And
well, I think for you know, for Mohawk and Interface, I was going to start with Mohawk. I think for Mohawk, you know, the year is going to be a difficult year. They have shown their ability to manage through difficult years, and that's been kind of a hallmark in the company. And I think, you know, we saw that in 2007. I think there's no difference in 2008.
So, their strength is they're diversified both geographically and from a product standpoint.
It's they're diversified geographically, which really helps. They're diversified by products. You know, quite honestly, right now, more of the profits at Mohawk are driven by hardwood, ceramic tile and laminate, particularly ceramic tile and laminate, that's driven by carpet because there's so much higher margin. And in those product categories, even though they're not putting out record results, are doing better than the carpet industry right now, which helped provide a little bit of downside. They're also one of the biggest cash flow generators in my group, which provides you some cushion in the downturns as well. You know, Interface, I think that is going to continue to be the king of carpet tiles. And I think the reality is I think it's going to be a weakening commercial market as 08 progresses for everyone in the business. Carpet tiles will still probably outperform broadloom carpet in that space, and that'll be a positive for anybody like Interface and Shaw, big in tiles.
Right.
But there again, I mean, I don't think you can fight the tide in the industry.
Yeah.
You know, Armstrong has been pursuing strategic alternatives for the company for up to a year. My personal belief is the strategic alternative they're going to choose is to recap the balance sheet in the company, as we talked about in our report. It's a company that has zero debt, or effectively close to zero debt. And I think the reality is that there's going to be no transaction that comes out of the business, in my view, and that it's going to, you know, continue as an operating company with a more appropriate capital structure, similar to what Mohawk has at this point. Fundamentals there will be weak. Again, as a, you know, per my comments on Mohawk, although commercial really dominates most of the profits at Armstrong.
So, Bill, nothing will happen with Armstrong as far as change in ownership. It'll be the
yeah. You know, you could dream up scenarios, and I won't tell you that there's no chance those are going to happen.
Right.
But it seems like they've exhausted not every opportunity, but a lot of the opportunity to come in and you know, either sell the whole company, break up the company, something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, hey, where there's a will, there's a way, I guess. But I think the safer bet is that they do a recap.
All right. Well, listen, Keith, I really do appreciate you spending time with our listeners this morning. A little disclaimer that we need to...
Yeah. Mohawk is a client of SunTrust Robinson Humphrey and has received compensation for non-investment banking services in the last 12 months, as well as compensation for investment banking services in the last 12 months. Interface has also received... We've also received compensation from them for investment banking services in the last 12 months for products and services other than investment banking. And an affiliate of SunTrust owns 1% or more of the equity securities in Interface.
Okay. Well, we've been listening to Keith Hughes this morning. He is the Managing Director in Equity Research at SunTrust Robinson Humphreys. And thank you for listening to FloorDaily.net.